Well, in yet another incidental illumination of my basic axiom that half of the world's troubles could be erased if we could simply erase all of the national boundaries surveyed by Brits in the 17th and or the 19th and 20th centuries, Burma is now on the front burner. One could pretend that this is a result of the yearning for democracy demonstrated by the monks and protesters, but one suspects on closer examination that the interests of, for instance, Chevron Oil, which has major interests and operations in the area, or the Chinese, who are rapidly taking over lands that were previously in the hands of ethnic minorities who are being wiped out by the ever-compliant military junta. Once again, we are caught up in a situation in which we are trying to, in some way, define and convert the political, social structure of another country to be more in line with what we claim it is that we represent, in spite of the fact that in examination any closer than long distance, we suddenly find that we have some conflicts over there. For instance, drugs. Nobody likes to talk about it, but the Karen people in particular, and other tribal minorities along the area that is defined as the Thai border, have been in the opium production game for millennia. They are now being, if not massacred, at least massively relocated. Their villages are being destroyed, and if they're still alive, they are somewhere else in Burma, not in their native lands. And as a result, opium production has been reduced pretty thoroughly, something that our DEA and elements within our administration support, to the point where we then support the generals who are doing this to them. Interestingly enough, as the opium production in the area has been reduced, Chinese are moving in to take over the lands that have been vacated by the eradicated Karen, and they are setting up drug operations themselves, but they're not doing opium. They are becoming the largest producer of methamphetamine in Southeast Asia. Burmese speed. Now, there's an oxymoron. The basic situation is that everybody wants a piece of Burma. Burma, before the military junta, etc., was the richest Asian nation in terms of per capita productivity and income. But under the military, they have been raided by the Chinese from across the border, who have ambitions for their oil and gas production, by the international oil and gas production gang, who have leases now and are trying to keep them, by people who want to have the Burmese ruby and sapphire trade, which before it was declared conflict area, was the most massive jewel trade in the world. Whole areas, diverse areas of interest, India, Russia, everybody's got a piece of the action. And now, right now, with the decision by, among others, the Bush administration to put a spotlight on the situation over there, the all-too-predictable demonstrations, just as the United Nations met. And next month is the ASEAN meeting, the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, which will have to deal with the Burmese game. It's a whole area of conflicting tribal, economic, international interests, all defined by some imperial Brit surveyor at a time when they were still using sail to get from India home. And that's enough news for now. I'm Travis T. Hip on the Pig on the Radio. None of the foregoing commentaries and opinions have in any way reflected reality as perceived by this station, its management, owners, sponsors, or staff, but are solely the responsibility of myself and Cabal News Services.